Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's watch one more clip here. This is his wife is in the room, and the investigator comes back in, and he's just completely flabbergasted at what's going on. Let's take another look.
I don't know how to explain something that isn't possible. But I know, this is what I do know. I know that no bullet from my gun was connected with a murder in any way, shape, or form. And there's no way a bullet from my gun would have been near Abby and Libby's murder or anything else, because I never even seen those girls. Period. And I didn't even have my gun that day. So that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know how to make that any clearer. I don't know how to make that any clearer. I don't know how to make somebody understand. I get what he's saying. I don't have a way to explain it.
And they're like, there's a witness that said it was you out there.
Dear, I don't
know. What, like, how did they know it was you? So they said they showed her a picture. And I'm like, of course you were out there.
If they see me out there, they see me out there, dear. And I told them.
Were you on the bridge?
I told them I was on the bridge. I went out to the first trestle.
Oh, okay.
That first thing.
I don't remember you telling me that. I told you weren't, so I told you weren't on it. But I didn't.
It doesn't. Hon, you're not in any trouble. You didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Tell them, right?
Huh?
I didn't know you were on it. I'm sorry.
Well, don't worry about it.
You told me you weren't, so I just was...
No, I told you that I walked.
What do you make out of that, husband and wife trying to... She's trying to understand what the hell's going on. He's trying to plead his case, and there's a bit of a miscommunication there of a conversation that happened 6 years ago of... You didn't tell me you went out on the bridge. He's like, no, I told you. And he just seems frustrated at that point because, again, it just seems like it's going to look bad to the investigators. But in reality, 6 years ago, they talked about, what did you do?
So I want everyone to approach this from a 30,000-foot level.
Yeah.
Think about all the cases we've covered, Tony, or all the cases out there. Every time you have someone either committed a murder, who actually tried to murder someone, or even just a thief, just someone doing wrong in life, all their focus is on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
How it impacts them. That's what unhealthy people do. They're unhealthily unbalanced to self, and they have disregard for others. That creates unhealthy relationships, and then if it reaches escalations of self-centeredness and violence, and that's what we see in every single case. Every single case we've covered, it's an unhealthy unbalance of looking at self and what it means to me. Every single case. Every time you hear and see Richard and his wife communicate, it's always about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it, honey. You didn't do anything wrong, and she's worried about him. In other words, what we're witnessing in that very, very short clip is two people in love in a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's just one data point, because we have others with the jail room, I mean the jailhouse calls and everything else. His entire communication, every single time he's communicating with people in his life, his relationships, it's always about concern for them, concern for them. Have you ever heard Lori Daybell Vallo doing that? Have you ever heard Alec Murdoch doing that? It's always about me, I. And so those are unhealthy people. This is a healthy person in a healthy relationship. Again, we all have problems and issues with marriages, but this is healthy people don't murder people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the answer to that. I want to throw this theory out before we go to some of the jail phone calls, because I find it interesting. There was no mention of the bullet in the initial interview with him. That comes up the second time after they go into his house and they seize his weapons, and really they find nothing else. There's no digital footprint. There's nothing. They have no evidence on this guy being there. The only thing they initially had was the bridge guy photo that is 1,000% questionable, and really doesn't look a whole lot like Rick Allen. The guy is taller in the video. And so they realize that's all they have. And I think they realize that video is not going to put anybody away, especially when you also have other experts saying it's another person. They got the gun. They know they have this one bullet in evidence. Oh, looky here. It fits this gun. Well, how easy would it be to not spend the bullet, because you don't need to, rack it through the gun, and then take another bullet, for example, and rack it through the gun and go, look, this one from evidence looks just like this other one we racked through it just to compare. It's conspiratorial. It's planting, it's making up evidence. But I wouldn't be 1,000% surprised if that's what happened, and that's how that bullet in evidence has the markings, which aren't that accurate or solid, of Rick Allen's gun.
I've only heard of bullet casings in cases, not bullets themselves. I didn't do this mm-hmm. area 100%
sure.
for my focus in the Bureau, but I've never heard of just a bullet. It just, the whole thing's just befuddling. I don't get it.
I don't, but I'm wondering if that, because that's the only thing that they have on him. There's no other evidence. And that's very flimsy evidence.
And the other thing behaviorally I want to highlight too is, so if you notice during every interview of him, even when they're asking him about his cell phone, where do you have it? He had it right in front of him.
Yeah.
He didn't try to hide it.
No, he said, here's the code, whatever you need. I'll go look for the other one.
And so think about this. This is the behavior. So I'm so used to seeing behaviors of people that are trying to hide things. I mean, even ask yourself this: if one of you out there listening or paying attention to this, you know, you have something you're trying not to let, you know, people in your family find out about, maybe on your cell phone or anything else. What do you try to do? You keep it out of sight, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, he's got it right there. I don't care, because again, he is acting with full utmost transparency.
Yeah.
People that have done something wrong don't do that.
Yeah.
They hide things, even whether they think there's anything on that phone or not. It's like they think to their mind, maybe I do have something. Maybe they might be able to track it. Let me just put this thing away just in case you want to look at it.
And he's not a dumb guy. It's not like he wouldn't. If he thought he had something that they were going after him initially, you'd probably want to get an attorney involved. But he's there because he thinks he's just doing his public duty. And
at the same time, and I know he's been through sequences of phones from that interview. But at the same time, he doesn't seem to be technologically up on things.
Yeah.
And so who's to say he wouldn't have in the back of his mind that the data, because they even asked him, you know, did you transfer all your data for this one to that one? He goes, my contacts, maybe. I mean, so.
He doesn't. It's like, I don't know what you're going to find, but you're not going to find anything of me being there. So take it and look.
I've never seen a worse case. I really haven't.
So they put him through all that. They eventually arrest him at the end of that interview. And then he goes to prison, to solitary confinement, because they got to get that confession out of him. Because he didn't give it to him then. This is an early call while he was behind bars. We're going to hear a slow progression of him going from sounding like he was a competent, normal guy, CVS pharmacy tech, dad, husband. He's still kind of there. He's starting to break. And this is one of the last competent phone calls he had with his wife. Let's take a listen.
You just know that if anything happens, I'll see you in the next lifetime. I swear I will, okay? Okay. You take care of the family for me. I love you all.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye. It's good to hear your voice.
I love you too, sweetie.
Okay. It's going to cut us off here.
Okay. I love you. Okay.
I love you.
I love you, honey.
I love you. I'll hold on.
Thank you for using GTL. This is a prepaid debit
card. I love you too much.
There's a little bit more from that call.
And every time I talk to you, I feel like it's going to be the last time I get to talk to you.
I know. I wish I could hug you.
I can't explain what's been going on. No. I don't want you to worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm a man, and I'll take care of myself. But I'm worried about you. And it's all I do is worry about you.
Oh.
So, and you let everybody else know how much I love them, won't you?
You can hang in there, honey, okay?
Huh?
You need to just hang in there, because they're going to get you an attorney soon, okay?
Will you just let everybody know how much I love
them? Of course I will. They already know, hon.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Nobody loves me anymore.
Stop. That's not true.
I know. I'm sorry.
Not true. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know what you told me. I know what you told me, and I believe you.
Yes.
I just, knowing I'm never going to see you again, or at least it feels that way. I'm just saying, I think it's too hard. Just tell them to come and get me, and bring me to see you, and I'll tell them whatever they want me to say.
Okay.
I don't need you to try and be strong for me. Okay? You need to be weak. You need to be held. You take care of yourself, okay?
Again, he's not making it about him at all. It's about
never.
How can I be... I'll tell them whatever they want me to say for
make
you.
Your pain go away.
Yeah.
And every other... Again, I don't have as much data points as many other people do, but I have never heard a jailhouse call from someone who is guilty sound like that.
No.
You hear, I need more commissary money. Mm-hmm. Oh, the conditions are bad. They're not treating me good. You know, the food's bad. They're putting me in solitary.
Yeah.
Not one statement in there was about him and the impact on him. It was her, the family. The only thing that was about him is that no one loves him anymore.
Yeah.
Massive. So think about this. You can hear and feel the massive, massive empathy and compassion he has for other human beings. That's not what murders little girls. Again, we're looking for behavior arcs and congruence. And because he's got no prior arrests, he's got no prior record, he's got no criminal history, he's got no history of violence, he's got healthy people in his life. So in other words, murdering two little girls is a massive deviation from just data points alone. And now you have an emotional major deviation that would be as well, because his compassion for other people, you can hear it, you can experience it, is spite. And even when you heard him talking in another conversation about his daughter, about his son-in-law, you hear and feel the emotion he has towards other human beings.
Yeah.
He's in a service industry where he's a pharmacy tech. That's mm-hmm. about service to other human beings. It's completely incongruent with the charges. It's completely incongruent with him. Now, granted, data points, suspect, on the bridge, same time period. So we take a look. But they totally, 100% ignored everyone else, and they didn't interview him. They accused him from the get-go and tried to force him, as they eventually did, into doing it, which he did to save others, to save his wife.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.